Matthew Derbyshire's a British sculptor who's fascinated by the visual language of our society and of commodity culture. His work often highlights the tension between the authentic and the artificial. This is the case with Hercules meets Galatea, where Derbyshire represents a famous 3rd century AD marble sculpture called the Farnese Hercules. An 18th century plaster cast of this massively muscled figure is in a corridor of the Royal Academy in London, and it's here that Derbyshire got to thinking about images of masculinity in Western society. Over almost 2,000 years, many replicas of the Farnese Hercules have been made, and these sculptures raise questions about the meaning of what is genuine and what is imitation. The other figure in this sculpture is the sea nymph Galatea. In classical mythology, she was the ivory statue carved by King Pygmalion of Cyprus, whose love, or rather his desire, for his sculpture was so intense that she came to life. So again, Galatea's story raises ideas about what is original and what is authentic. Derbyshire's celebrating and questioning classical motifs from art history and giving them a contemporary dimension, not least because the normally passive Galatea is depicted here as relaxed and empowered, whereas Hercules appears uncertain. He doesn't even seem quite solid because he's been made from layers of bobbly polystyrene that have been very crudely cut by hand with a bread knife before being cast in bronze. So Derbyshire has translated the high art material marble into polystyrene, one of our most debased materials, and then he's cast that into bronze, another high-end sculpture material. And all these different materials really muddy the waters about what's original and what isn't. Galatea is smooth and more polished, and she was created in a car prototyping factory using a computer-controlled CNC lathe. She's languid, she's assertive, she seems content in her own skin. Derbyshire puts the two figures together as though they're on a kind of theatre stage, creating a conversation and gently questioning how our culture venerates the classical past.